We're here in Metal at Edgehill Station with Leo Asimata for your exhibition, The Handmaiden. And this is born from a project that you've been working on a while. Perhaps you could tell us a bit about the project and the exhibition?
Well, the Ons project is something I started working on in 2005. But to be frank, the idea for the work actually came about in 2001. And at that time, I didn't think I was ready to undertake the work. So 4 years later or so, that I had to look back at that idea again, and I thought, with the sort of experience that I've accumulated over the years, maybe this was the time to look at it again. But the fundamental thing about 2005 for me was, even though I knew the work at the heart of the idea, I just felt that maybe it made sense for me to explore the sources that I was going to help me distinguish the project, mm-hmm. first and foremost. And these sources are, like it says in the handout, the Igwe ritual of head worship of the Edo people in Benin.
Igwe people?
Edo.
Edo people,
yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And it's a ritual that was established right at the very beginning of the kingdom, around the 14th century, by one of the great warrior kings. And they still practice that ritual today, where it's for them, it's an act where the spiritual self is reconciled with the physical form. And this entity resides in the head. Mm-hmm. So it's a worship to the head to sort of reconcile your spiritual guide in this earthly realm that we're in. And then the other angle of the project's triangle is the capture of Benin in 1897 by British forces, which brought about the discovery of the Benin bronzes, which are in museums all across the world.
Right.
And then the third source is an essay by Walter Benjamin, called The Artwork in the Age of its Technological Reproducibility, I think. And these three sources helps me to define and refine also the idea that I'm looking forward to creating in a few years from now. So for me, I just felt it was necessary to explore those three sources, see how important they were to my idea, if you know what I mean, and to sort of reconcile myself with them before I go off to make the work.
Okay.
I didn't know it would take me 3 years.
Yeah.
So, but the project as a whole is actually focused on the head.
Right.
So, even though there are three very distinguished sources, each source has a figurehead. So, Benjamin's the figurehead for the essay. The Kingdom of Benin, the figurehead there is the Dynasty of Kings, but a particular one called Oba Vorame, who was the last king before the British took it over.
Right.
And then the third figurehead is Queen Victoria, and that whole Victorian era of Industrial Revolution. So especially those two things, the Edo people and the British, helped me to discover the materials that I used to make the drawings. So the kaling, which is a ritual chalk from Benin, becomes an embodiment of the sensibility and spirituality of the Edo people. And then coal becomes this dark matter of industrialization and the British Empire, essentially. So those first 3 years was at one point in time focused on one aspect of the triangle, but completely influenced by the other two.
Right.
You know, and it's taken me through six stages, and that stage itself is called the first principles, because it is the initial deduction of those three sort of premises that has helped me to define the work.
And this is phase two?
This is the second phase, and it's completely devoted to the handmaiden.
Right.
So my encounter here in Liverpool essentially is the foundation of this first phase. And I'm beginning to maybe discover that the different stages in it may be unique to cities across the world. I'm not sure yet.
Right.
Because after I leave here, I'm going to Amsterdam.
That's right, the show's going to Amsterdam.
No, I am.
Oh, all right.
The show remains here for a while.
Okay.
Then I undertake a 4-month residency in Amsterdam
right.
to continue the handmaiden.
Right. You're actually born in Benin, weren't you?
I am born and raised in Benin, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But now you're based in London?
I am based in London.
Well, you're not here or Amsterdam,
No, I am based in London, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so there's four display cases.
Yes.
Vitrine.
Vitrine,
I didn't know
yes.
that word before, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fancy word for display case, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, vitrine, it's good.
Yeah, it's a lovely word. It's not still when you write it on the computer, it still asks you to spell check it. So the computer doesn't recognize the word yet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so there's there's just four vitrines here.
Yes.
With the work in. There's one there with it looks like it's a piece of wood with covered in orange paint, but it's not orange, is it? It looks like it's beeswax, isn't it?
It is a cast out of palm oil and beeswax.
Right, yeah. Because palm oil and beeswax again are very important in the in this project.
Well, palm oil specifically with this phase in the work. Beeswax essentially is to help fix the palm oil a lot quicker than, because at room temperature the palm oil will also fix itself.
Right.
It's not free flowing like maybe your, I mean like olive oil, unrefined, it will when it's cold it will solidify to a point.
That's right, yeah.
But palm oil also that even without the beeswax, it would still be that form, but it would have taken forever to have it cast, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So the beeswax is there to speed up the process and to maybe, more importantly, get the details that I was after. Mm-hmm. But that structure is actually one of the, was taken down from Edge Hill Station while Metal was renovating it.
Yeah.
When I first came in the summer of last year.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there a link between, the palm oil link between Benin and Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yes.
The first exports from...
That's right, from Benin, yes. Yeah, that came here, 150 tons of it.
Right.
And, but it's also quite another interesting material for me now, because even though it's essentially founded on that history in the past, palm oil, the material, is also quite controversial again now, for mm-hmm. some reason, because of the demolition of the rainforest and because of our need and demand for the oil. Yeah. But another exciting news is that there's actually going to be a palm oil refinery in Liverpool.
Oh, right.
Yes.
There's going to be one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're constructing, should be open next year.
Oh, right. So. Should be campaigning against it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that for me was quite exciting discovery.
Yeah. And there's another one here with a two-way mirror in it.
It's, I call it a double-sided look-in mirror.
Double-sided look-in mirror.
Yeah, look in, as opposed to a looking. You have to see in to see through.
Right.
It reflects you as well as the other side that the mirror does not, to a point, permit you to see, because it's just purely reflective.
Right. Yes, it's got a drawing in front of it, which reflects into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a sword here, which...
That's right.
has the... sort of the cut-out from a razor.
That's correct, yes, the Wilkinson sword.
Wilkinson sword, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But the sword itself is actually part of a ceremonial sword from Benin.
Right. This one's got a flower growing out of it.
That's right. I think for me the importance of that was to more or less strip it of that thing as a weapon. It might be misconstrued as that.
Right.
But also, for me, it's also this pairing of both the African and, or rather, the Nigerian and the completely British or European aspect. Because the sword, anyone from Benin or who knows anything about Benin's history will recognize that sword,
right.
But not the indentation within it.
Right, yeah.
And maybe some might recognize the indentation, but not the sword.
Yeah.
So for me, it continues for me, because the character, the handmaiden, it's more or less born out of this idea of conflict between the two that was established a while back, which still powers the project to a point.
And these scrolls, what are they made from?
The scrolls are vellum, drawings on vellum, but Segushi Washi is the paper that protects it, so it helps to wrap it around. It's more for conservation purpose than anything else. And it's the most thing, it is the most suitable type of paper to vellum, because as vellum responds to humidity, the paper will accommodate that change.
And in the other cabinets here, there's some shoes, which I think you made yourself?
No, they're not. They actually lasts for shoes to be made.
Oh, they're the lasts, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be quite important to stress that The first vitrine, which is called the Three Ideas of Interpenetration, it's what connects all the other three together.
Oh, right.
So those three drawings are themselves hold the narrative to what's in these other three vitrines. Mm. So this here is called Appurtenances to Action, and everything here is still raw, if you know what I mean, and for me waiting to be converted into the implements I'll use for the final work.
All right, yeah, like this. There's some wool just straight off the sheep.
That's right, yes.
To be made into
it's going to be, it's going to have to be sorted and carded and cleaned and knitted, and then we have a piece of fabric for me to make their outfits, because that pattern there is for the costume that will be worn.
Yeah, so there's going to be a performance at some
point. It's a performance, yes.
Is that going to be here, or
no,
the next phase?
That is the third and final phase. Okay. It's called Io Ipso.
So we have to look out for that sometime in the future.
Yeah, hope's not too far away, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a fascinating project and a fascinating exhibition, so I hope people come along and read the notes and the glossary and enjoy the show. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no, to you too for the time to do this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.